The people who sponsored a recent business competition for female entrepreneurs were surprised by the number of women who signed up. And in the end, no one was more surprised by the results than the winner. Allison Freeland reports.
Lisa Wong spent 10 years on Wall Street and helped develop a company that solves a common data problem. However, she had never pitched the company to raise capital. In October, she signed up for a pitch competition called Fueling the Growth that put women entrepreneurs in front of investors. She'd always worked in a male-dominated field and thought about how she was perceived.
When you always think twice before you talk about yourself and you position yourself, because there's always a concern that the men won't necessarily take you as seriously.
She studied how to build the perfect pitch and condensed her presentation to an exact 7 minutes.
I would say that it took probably the equivalent of days to actually prepare all the materials that actually went into that 7 minute time period.
Wong's product is a technology platform that cleans up data so it can be analyzed. Often, analysts do this by hand, and it's not their favorite part of the job.
You don't go to graduate school, you don't go to undergraduate school hoping that you can spend every waking hour poring over spreadsheets, Excel tables, and data, and cleaning and scrubbing it.
Wong and her co-founder call their company Liquidity. Wong memorized every word she was going to say to go along with the Liquidity slides.
The place that I practiced the most was in my apartment bathroom, which is the only private space I have in the middle of the night, between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m., usually when everyone was asleep and quiet and I could hear myself.
Wong made it through the semifinal competition in front of judges at the Stanford Innovation Center. She walked outside and continued to practice her pitch out loud.
I sat in front of the Target in Stanford in between the semifinalist and the finalist round for about an hour and a half, and I think everyone was considering reporting me to the local authorities.
In the evening, Wong explained her product a final time before a new panel of investors.
Really, simply put, there is not a one single way to standardize data that you create today, tomorrow, and even yesterday.
She laid out the problem. In big data, even something as simple as the name of a state might need to be standardized.
And Connecticut could be represented as CT or CONN or spelled out. And what if there's a spelling error?
All told, 10 women made their pitches. Win or lose, their exposure to investors was key. Overall, in the United States, only about 3% of venture capital money goes to women-led companies.
I just fundamentally don't believe that women only have 3% of the good ideas out there.
That's Barbara Clark, an angel investor who judged the pitch contest. She called the array of women-led companies an embarrassment of riches.
When I hear investors tell me that they can't find any women to invest in, I just think they aren't looking. They're just not looking. It's just laziness.
The audience vote went to a health tech company. The judges, however, called Wong to the front of the room.
So I was beyond shocked. On the screen, you could see all the 10 companies' names and how many votes they had received from the audience, and our company garnered 0 votes. So I truly was not expecting to be recognized at all, at any level, at the competition.
Susan Ballack, another judge, says not everyone thinks like an angel investor. She has seen many great businesses that pay out dividends.
But that wouldn't be what an angel investor is looking for. At the end of the day, there needs to be some kind of ability to exit or sell the company so the investors can get their returns.
She and the judges were impressed with Liquidity's potential for growth. They also liked that Wong and her co-founder each had a decade of experience in their field.
But they have enough business experience to really be a founder of a business and then know how to move it forward and manage it. So that 10 years of experience for me is a real sweet spot.
In the end, Wong went home with $50,000 to grow her business. But perhaps more important was the validation. One judge I spoke with said as great as the evening was, she looks forward to a time when a competition like this will no longer be necessary to get women out there pitching their ideas. Allison Freeland, WSHU News.